So, how's everything going, Gerbs? Where's life left you?
Things are good. Yeah. You guys had the show. Shane headlined at Philly
Comedy. Yeah, that was great. The Bulls rode in to battle with me, dude.
It was an incredible experience for me, and you know,
it was an incredible experience for you. Oh yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah. Well, no.
I guess eventually it became that. You still got that hiccup.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. Have you been trying to cover it up with makeup?
Of course I have.
You pussy. You got to let your hickeys ride,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you do,
especially,
man.
That one. That thing was huge.
Well, there were multiples.
Yeah.
Because at one point, you were like, do the other side, and then you grabbed the back of my head and held it back.
Whoa, what? I don't remember doing
that.
Wait, I held you
Shane,
down and
you
she
grabbed
gave you a
the
hickey?
Back of my head.
Shane BDSM'd you?
Yes, yes. It was a really bizarre cacophony of emotions.
Oh, damn, that's crazy.
Dominated you into sexual pleasure?
Yes.
Yeah, I held his hair back and she sucked his neck. Dude, I have a harem of these bitches that I just control. I'm like, oh, suck my boy's neck.
I was just imagining
sometimes
that.
Sometimes the baby girls get out of control and you gotta fucking.
It's a very tough fucking.
Tough spot. But yeah, the show was great. Gerby's got much snizz afterwards.
No,
it was crazy.
I did not get so much snizz afterwards.
Dude.
Now, hang on.
Gerby
I to
got
say,
the snizz.
Dude, it was like running with the bulls, but if a guy just turns around and just fucking head and makes out with all the bulls.
all the bulls were chasing him down the street. He was wearing a red handkerchief.
One bull
ripped it off and started sucking his neck.
Then
I reached it. I gave him a reach around the back of his
Shane
head.
Shane restrained him, dude.
When I pulled his hair back, he was like, you could hear it.
Actually, I was like, stop, my hair's coming out.
No, I pulled his hair and he's like, oh God. How hard were you?
Throughout the night, very.
You were hard the entire time.
Yeah, I asked him about that.
It was,
Steve made out with a girl for 4 hours after the show, nonstop. It was like an eighth grade dance. Where kids just started tongue kissing.
It was, it was fantastic. And then, I just had a erection.
And then some girls kissed girls. And then the boys were, you were dosing everybody with drugs.
I was praying.
So that show, I thought it was so funny imagining the fans that came to see that show.
Oh my God.
And then just saw the way we handled ourselves. I blacked out. I was fucking hammered. That was out of control.
I was on the edge the whole time where I was like kind of okay, and then I ended up getting way too fucking high.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a tough time.
I was steady as a...
You were rock hard and focused.
I was
You were just a pre-cummy fucking soul.
How much cum was in your underwear?
An enormous amount of pre-cummy.
Ew, Steve, that's so gross.
Yes,
shut
it
up.
Was.
But you only cum clear, so that was probably a full load.
No.
That was your full load.
First of all, we're talking about pre-cum, not cum. Second of all, that was we discussed this, the cum head.
You got your cum back.
Dude,
yes.
I fucking...
His cum's good now, dude.
I pulled your hair and you had cum in your pants?
Yeah,
ew, Steve, you
rockstar
fucking
lifestyle,
tricked me,
dude.
That's just me, though. I'm fucking real. I'm bisexual.
It's all right.
I mean, that's sick that you're in a space and you're like, I got to dominate Steve.
I got to dominate Steve while he's getting some pussy.
That might be your sexual kink. You might just be in a strict non-sexual domination.
I don't know. I fucked this morning and it was pretty. I was into it. So I think I'm into that, too. So I tapped your cum-covered cock, dude.
Yes.
And dripping cock.
Your glistening, dry cum-covered cock. Dude.
My
ew.
Pants
were crystallized. You probably didn't even feel it.
Ew. Ew. How fucking disgusting was that dong? When you got
it
home.
Was so gross.
Ew, Steve, are you sure? She's probably going to listen to this.
It's fine.
I did tell her.
You got to watch that.
No, hang on.
Because everything he sends this chick, I'm seeing.
Well, yeah. how did you break it? Were you like, so you know how he made out the other day? She's like, yeah. You're like, my cock was covered in dry cum when we got back.
Well, first of all, let me preface this by being...
I got to tell you, my cock was just covered in cum, so...
I have a specific personality.
Ew, that thing looked like a fucking glazed donut when you got home. You had to chip it off.
Just
ew.
It was just full of mule, dude.
Ew, mule.
I mean, why are we acting like anybody else would not have a pant full of pre-cum if that was happening to you?
Ew.
I wear adult diapers for that reason.
It was ridiculously hot, and...
It was, dude.
Yeah.
You guys were... Everybody was envious.
It was everybody was right jealous. Above you was just a fat guy holding a gun who was the owner of the place, owner yeah. of the hookah lounge, just looked down upon you. He was probably pre-coming all
dude,
over the
our
place
squad
too.
Was fucking wild. We had awesome, dudes with dude. Guns in a hookah lounge, and Steve was getting hickeys. I was holding his head.
I was chilling Frankson.
Frankson, shout out Frankson. What oh a great God, guy.
It was animal. A pleasure meeting him, yeah.
He's a man, dude. I was happy
damn,
to meet him.
Damn, so
man.
Everybody you met, you had cum all over your dick, and you were meeting people.
Like, oh, well, thanks
in
for coming.
In all fairness, I did tell Frankson.
You told, yeah, you told, I, yeah. He came up and I'm like, dude, you must be hard as fuck. And he's like, I'm hard as a fucking nail. He's like, I gotta get out of here. Did you go home and jerk off?
So, no.
Okay.
What?
Because, what?
Damn, no, you're like a knight of the round table, dude. You went home and you
well,
like,
first of all, I was very fired up, and then there was a circumstances, and then, so basically I have, well, I mean, you're going to instantly, you know, tell me not to say this, but I have a narrow urethra. So if,
so you're like a pinched when you like squeeze the ends of a hose and it shoots out harder.
Yes, something's going on in there. But anyway, if there's too much, oh, you can't just shake your face and not look me in the eyes and I'll tell you this story.
Well, it's gross to hear about your pinched urethra.
Yes, right. And other people have that
pinched urethra. I never. What happens with it?
It's like if you have a lot of pre cum, it backs up in there, and then you get a burning sensation. You got to put a hot.
You got to pee.
Hot water bottle on you. What?
Wait,
whoa.
Time out.
You got to put a hot water bottle on your dick?
Yeah, like a heating pad.
So you went home and plugged in a heating pad and put it on your dick?
Wait, you just sat in a recliner and went to bed?
You had to like thaw your, you had to like heat, the, it's like a hot glue gun. You had to heat it back
yes,
up and
yes,
let it drip
yes.
out.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
It's bizarre. Now, if you Google
you
it, some men bath? Have this. What? Yes.
They just turned his bathtub, just turned to jello half a minute in. You're
ew.
On the floor.
Yeah. Ew.
It's gross.
That's awesome.
So
dude.
You went home and put a heating pad on your dick and watched 30 Rock.
It wasn't bad, yeah.
So when you come, though, is it like faster since it's come? Like a,
is it in bursts?
I'm just thinking physics.
I mean, I think it looks reasonable. You know, with the,
it just comes out like little BBs, like beep, 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 beep.
I wouldn't say BBs. No, I don't think there's any.
I wouldn't say
any
BBs. How do they measure? What's like the proper urethra in millimeters?
Because this happened before I was sexually active. You know?
Yeah.
What?
So,
I love the verbiage, sexually active.
So it wasn't, you know?
Is this blue balls?
It's not blue. I don't know. It's just like it feels like there's. I mean,
cum jam.
Yeah, cum jam.
You got backed up.
You know, one man cum jam, dude. It's fucking just backed up.
Anyway,
so what did you find out about? How'd you this?
When I was, you know, I mean, you just find out. I don't have a date.
I'm saying, like, what
I was
is your
singing
ancestors?
The Space Jam song in my head with cum jam.
What? I'm just wondering how, like, your ancestors.
Everybody, get up! It's time to cum jam.
Grab your heating pads. I wonder how you did that, though, like, because you could just Google it.
What's that?
You could just Google, like,
I have
cum
to, like,
stuck in
I
my Googled penis.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Like, and then it would be, like, narrow urethra.
Yes.
I'm saying, how do people before the internet figure this shit out?
Got me. Don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You had to ask. You had to go to a doctor. And
Papa?
Like, yeah, Pa, I'm fucking cum jam.
No, hang on.
And your dad
it's
would sit you down
there.
This runs in our family. So
I should clarify.
I'm
it's rare that it happens, but it does.
I know, but I'm saying, I wonder what people did when they got cum jammed back in, like, the 1800s.
Yeah, they just, like stood over a fire.
And then it would just go off randomly. When that thing thaws out, you're just like, oh. How much did you come when it thawed out?
Well,
ew, yeah. Does it just ooze out of you while you're sitting there? Ew.
No, I mean, perhaps. But no, hang on.
Ew, you just sat there and cummed watching TV.
You can't release this till next. You can't.
We're definitely releasing this.
For God's sake.
So you went home.
No, in all fairness.
Sat in a chair and just jizzed for like a half hour.
No, hang on. In all fairness,
oh my God.
You jizzed like a whole episode of Friends.
You just sat there and was like,
No, wait a minute. So, I did tell her that. And it was funny because, like, Shane looks like he wants to hit me right now.
Fuck.
But the problem is, we went on a date. I should clarify to the listeners. It was feeling very, you know, conversation, you know, good.
Yeah.
And so then I hit her with that, and she was like, why would you tell me that?
Yeah.
I felt like it was appropriate.
Well, you're honest.
Yeah.
They got to tell him, dude.
No, I don't think she.
If there's
she
one thing hot 23-year-old girls love, it's honesty.
And it's causing a cum jam, dude.
Yeah. No, they definitely don't want
to. If you told her, like, look, I barely get you caused a cum jam.
Yeah.
That's a fucking badge. That's a fucking, you know, that's a little badge.
That's the way, yeah. That's the way I viewed it.
Yeah.
It was a compliment to you. Mm-hmm. So you think she.
No, would... it wasn't. I don't actually view it as a compliment. I just said a thing. Because I don't care that much.
True.
You don't care about her that much?
No, the cum scenario.
You gotta let it. Yeah, you gotta let it ride.
Yeah, it's just like this happens. This doesn't matter.
You gotta shatter these chicks' realities, dude.
Cum in my penis.
Yeah, you gotta. These chicks need their fucking bubbles bursted. They grow up on like Disney Hero. They need to know that like dicks you know, need
real
maintenance.
Man,
yeah, dicks.
Real
need...
man cums his pants while he sits there and watches. Yeah, dude.
When Prince Charming kissed fucking Sleeping Beauty, dude, he probably was. Rock fucking hard. Yeah,
wait,
dude.
So were these when you were sitting there? It just was coming out, or was it like?
No. It's not like a lot. It's not a lot. You know, it's like whatever.
I think I've had enough of that. It's fucking gross, dude.
Okay, you're the one that just asked me a question,
Steve.
About it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like an ooze.
I know.
It's like a leak. It's like if a pipe leaked cum. So imagine a pipe leaking cum over the course of a. It's a slow drip. Fair.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like if you took a straw and you put the tip of the straw in the water, just the tip of it, and then you, you know, held it to the top. And then you released it just a little bit.
Yep, or if you had like a bottle of olive oil and you slightly cracked the lid and laid it on its side. It's like a slow...
You don't release this till Saturday night, though.
We're going to release it right away, but we can...
No,
it.
You don't have to delete anything.
I don't want to jeopardize anything for you.
No. It's, I mean, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Wait. What do you think? She's gonna. You think this will be a deal breaker if she knows you're
a secret? Well,
I
right,
didn't
look,
tell her. But
here's what's going to happen.
She'll find out the secret of the ooze?
You guys might not work out regardless, and I don't want to be held responsible.